Before we jump into today's fascinating deep dive, we want to give a huge shout out to our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of the hosting for this kind of innovative software and supports you in your digital transformation journey. To learn more, head over to www.safeserver.de. That's www.safeserver.de. You know that feeling, don't you? That overwhelm when you're trying to keep pace with the lightning-fast world of tech, especially AI. It often feels like the most groundbreaking advancements are locked away, like behind some kind of digital fortress demanding special invite codes or, you know, a deep technical background just to get a peek.
Absolutely. And it's frustrating, right? Because these are the innovations that could fundamentally change how we work, how we learn, how we create. But that barrier to entry, it can make simply starting feel like, wow, an impossible uphill battle sometimes.
Well, today, we're not just peeking through the keyhole. We're aiming to tear down those walls. We're diving deep into something called Open Manus. Imagine an open source framework that really lives up to its name, letting you build sophisticated AI agents, no special invitation needed. It's described as open ground for anyone with an idea, big or small. Sounds pretty revolutionary.
It really is. And our mission in this deep dive is, well, to demystify Open Manus for you, the listener. We'll unpack what it is, introduce you to the brilliant minds behind it, explore its core features, and most importantly, show you how, even if you're just starting out, a beginner, you can take your first steps, you know, turning your ideas into reality with these AI agents. We hope you'll walk away with a clear understanding, maybe even a few genuine aha moments.
Yeah, that's the goal. And just so you know where we're getting our info, we've been digging through the project's GitHub repository, that's Foundation Agents Open Manus, and also a detailed overview page they have. It's titled Open Manus Open Source Framework for Building AI Agents. We've tried to pull out all the key nuggets to guide our conversation today. Okay, let's unpack this central idea then. No fortress, purely open ground. For someone like me, maybe feeling a bit intimidated by advanced AI, what does that phrase actually mean about Open Manus? Why is it such a game changer?
Right. What's truly revolutionary here, I think, is that Open Manus isn't just another framework. It's really a statement of intent. That no fortress concept, it means breaking down the walls. The exclusivity that often surrounds advanced AI agent creation. Fundamentally, it's an open source framework. It's designed for building these highly capable general AI agents. And it truly democratizes access. That means, like you said, no invite code needed, no special clearance, no insider connection. It puts the power of creating these agents directly into your hands. And this isn't some slow-moving academic project either. The team behind it, you've got core authors Xinbin Liang and Jinyu Xiang, along with Zhaoyang Yu, Jia Zhang, and Siri Hong. They're all contributors from the MetaGPT community, and they moved with incredible speed. Get this, they launched the prototype within just 3 hours.
3 hours, wow, that's incredibly fast.
It really is. And this rapid development, combined with their open approach, it isn't just about speed. It signifies, I think, a profound shift in how powerful AI tools are created and shared. Instead of these closed proprietary systems we often see, we're moving towards community-driven innovation, which means, you know, faster improvements, more robust solutions because more eyes are on it, and a broader feature set than maybe one single company could manage alone.
That makes a lot of sense. A rapid, open approach really changing the game. So how does Open Manus actually deliver on this open ground promise? What are the core capabilities, the building blocks it provides for someone looking to build their first AI agent?
Great question. Open Manus really empowers you through, I'd say, three essential capabilities. First, there's the agent framework. You can think of it as the foundational skeleton, or maybe the DNA for your AI. It's not a pre-built robot, but it's an incredibly flexible set of instructions. It lets you design your agent's core personality, its unique skills, and how it behaves. It's kind of like using a really versatile architectural blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. You could design a small house or a huge office building. This framework gives you the power to customize your AI for almost any task.
So you're giving it a unique identity and purpose.
Exactly. Then second is tool integration. This is where your AI agent stops being just a brain in a vat, so to speak. It gets hands and eyes to actually interact with the digital world. What's really powerful here is how easily you can connect your agents to external tools and APIs. An API, just quickly, is like a digital bridge. It lets different software programs talk to each other. So your agent isn't just stuck in its own code. It can, say, use a web browser to find real-time info or interact with other software or access live data feeds.
So it can actually do things in the real world, digitally speaking.
Precisely. Imagine an agent that doesn't just write a report, but can also go out and fetch the latest data for that report automatically. Or maybe even manage your schedule by talking to your calendar app.
Okay, that's compelling. And the third capability.
And finally, and this is really foundational, it's open source. This isn't just a label, it really defines the whole spirit of Open Manus. Development is fully transparent, it's community driven, and that's not just about sharing code. Think about the speed and the trust that comes with that. You get countless eyes looking at the code, catching potential issues, fixing bugs way faster than a closed team could. And the innovation side, it's like having thousands of smart people around the world constantly suggesting new ideas, building extensions, optimizing
A
things.
pace no single company could really match.
Exactly. That collective intelligence, it's not just a nice bonus. It's fundamental to building more robust, ethical, and rapidly evolving AI. And we see this in action with collaborations like Open Manus RL. That's a project with UIUC, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. It's dedicated to using reinforcement learning methods to tune these LLM agents. An LLM, a large language model, is the advanced AI brain here. And reinforcement learning basically is like training the AI by rewarding it for good decisions, helping it learn through trial and error, making it smarter over time.
Right. So wrapping that part up, what does all this really mean for you, the listener, the person looking to build something? It sounds like you're not just getting a tool, you're getting access to this whole ecosystem built for innovation, a platform that grows and improves with the global community, almost like getting a sophisticated toolkit where people are constantly adding new attachments and instructions.
That's a great analogy. That's exactly it.
Okay, that sounds incredibly powerful, and you've made the setup seem, well, manageable. But let's be real, for many listeners, the phrase building AI agents might still sound a bit intimidating. Maybe there's a fear of complex command lines or getting lost in the code. What are some common misconceptions or maybe initial hurdles a beginner might face, even with Open Manus being so open, and how does its design help overcome those?
That's a very fair point. That apprehension is common, but the good news is the process is designed to be manageable, even if you're new to this. First step is the installation, basically getting the software onto your computer. Think of it like setting up a new app. You'll use tools like Conda or UV. These are essentially package managers. They help gather all the little pieces of code, the dependencies that Open Manus needs to run properly. The documentation recommends UV because it's generally faster and handles those dependencies really well, so it simplifies that setup. And you can even add optional extras later, like a tool called Playwright for browser automation, letting your agent control a web browser.
Okay, so the tools help manage the complexity of getting it installed. What's next?
Once it's installed, the next really crucial step is configuration. This means setting up a special file called config.tom in the right place. Don't worry, you usually just copy an example file and then edit it. This file is like your agent's control panel. It's where you tell Open Manus how to connect to the powerful AI models it relies on, like maybe GPT-4o or others. And here's a key thing. You need to add your own API keys.
Ah, the API keys. Can you quickly explain what those are again?
Sure. An API key is essentially your personal password or token. It grants your Open Manus setup access to use those big, powerful AI models hosted by companies like OpenAI or Anthropic. It's often how you also pay for the computational brain power your agent uses. So putting your key in that config file is essential. It's like plugging your agent into its power source.
Got it. Installation configuration with the API key.
Right.
Then what? How do you actually make it go?
Right, the exciting part. For a quick start, it's often as simple as opening your terminal or command prompt and typing python main.py. After you run that command, it will usually prompt you to input your idea or task directly into the terminal. And that's the moment. Your AI agent springs to life and starts working on whatever you asked it to do. As you get more advanced, there are other ways too, like runmcp.py for a specific tool version, or runflow.key if you want to try setting up multiple agents that collaborate. But main.py is the usual starting point.
Okay, Python main.py, type in your task. That sounds pretty direct.
It is. And there's another cool aspect, customizing agents. Beyond the general purpose agent, they've already built in specialized ones. For instance, there's a data analysis agent. It's specifically designed for, complex data analysis and creating visualizations, and you can activate it really easily. Just go into your config.toml file, find the setting, use data analysis agent, change it to true, and install any extra dependencies it might need. It shows the modularity. You can plug in these specialized agents or even build your own, tailoring your AI assistant for specific needs.
So it's less about needing to be a hardcore coder from day one and more about leveraging this framework that handles a lot of the tricky stuff. It puts this customizable AI power into your hands. You could have this smart assistant for research, for content creation, whatever you can think of. without needing that computer science degree just to get started, that really does make those initial hurdles feel smaller, more manageable.
Okay, we've covered how OpenManus gives you the technical tools, the framework, the integrations. But you mentioned community earlier, and no open ground really thrives without people cultivating it, right? So let's talk about the human side. What's the community actually like? Who's backing this initiative? And how can someone listening get involved or, you know, benefit from that broader impact?
Absolutely. The community aspect is huge. If you look at the bigger picture, the community around OpenManus is incredibly vibrant and active. Just check out its GitHub page. At the time we looked, it had something like 49,600 stars and 8,700 forks. Now, those numbers aren't just for show. They signify real interest, real trust, and active engagement from developers worldwide. People aren't just downloading it. They're using it, adapting it, building on it, contributing back. It shows the project has real momentum.
That's a lot of engagement. How does one actually contribute?
Well, OpenManus actively welcomes contributions from anyone. It's very open. If you find a bug or have an idea for improvement, you can create what's called an issue on GitHub. It's like filing a suggestion or a bug report. If you've actually written some code to fix something or add a feature, you can submit a pull request. You can even just email the team directly their listen address, akmanandpoem@gmail.com. And they apparently have a community group on FaceShoot too, which is another platform for collaboration. So multiple ways to get involved. And underlining this open approach, their main documentation, the README file, is available in English, Chinese, Korean, and Japanese. That really highlights its global reach.
Wow, multiple languages, multiple ways to contribute. It sounds genuinely collaborative.
It really does. And it's also important to acknowledge the wider ecosystem that supports a project like this. They specifically thank supporters like PPIO for providing computing resources. They describe PPIO as offering affordable and easy to integrate MaaS, that's Model as a Service and GPU Cloud Solutions. That kind of computing power is essential for running these AI agents effectively. They also give thanks to basic support providers, naming Anthropic Computer Use, Browser Use, and Curl4i. Plus, nods to AAJ, MetaGPT itself, OpenHands, SWE Agent, and StepFun, also known as AAJ, for supporting their demo space on Hugging Face. That lets people easily try out the agents. It all points back to that collaborative spirit, reinforced by the fact that it's built by contributors from MetaGPT. And interestingly, the project is often cited as OpenManus 2025, which suggests it's very current and definitely looking towards the future.
Okay, so we've journeyed through OpenManus. It really seems to live up to that no fortress idea, putting AI agent creation power directly into your hands. From its flexible design, the powerful tool integration, right through to this vibrant, welcoming global community. It genuinely seems to offer a clear path for anyone to bring their digital ideas to life.
Absolutely. So maybe the final thought to leave with everyone listening is this. With these fortresses torn down on this purely open ground, what kind of agent would you build? What problem out there would you tackle? Or what completely new possibility would you create if the tools were truly readily available at your fingertips? That's the exciting question, I think, that OpenManus really leaves us asking ourselves.
A great question to ponder. And a huge thank you once again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. For more information on how SafeServer can assist with your digital transformation and hosting needs, remember to visit www.safeserver.de. We really hope this deep dive has given you a clear, foundational understanding of OpenManus and maybe sparked a few new ideas. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep building.